Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yama Yoshev B'Tzion. And is based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Golan ben Gabriel and Matan ben Dvorah, and Rabbi Yosef ben Chana. There are certain days where we say Hallel, but we don't say Hallel B'Diluk. And we don't finish Hallel. We don't say the complete Hallel. In other words, these are days that the Amir Sahalel is only a minhag, it's not a chiyuf, like Rosh Chodesh. So in order not to go into the klal of being included in the rule of Omer Halal B'chol Yoyim, Areza Machalif U'magadif, so they were Mamzi Hamtzoe, they made up this invention, the positive invention, of Dilu Pirkei Halal. Right? They call it Chatzi Halal. Saying half halal, I keep 1.5 days. Nobody keeps 1.5 days of Yom Tov, and it's just an expression. And there's no such thing as chatzi halal. It's a half. It's not literally half. What it means is that we skip certain paragraphs. So the Rambam already was Mamad Halach and Chanukah 3:8 that you can skip all these different types of ways. So that's the yisod of Ha'imar Halal B'chol Yom Reza Macharif Magadev. One's a blasphemer and a scorner if he says Halal every day. So you don't say the complete Halal, you don't say the standard Halal. You say Halal skipping various prakim, skipping 2 prakim as we know. So the makor of this minhag of Diluga Halal was in Bavel, like it says in the Gemara, Tainus 28b, that Rav Iklal Abelva Rosh Chodesh, and when they say Halal, he Sovelav Sikam. He thought to stop them. What he's saying, Halal for Rosh Chodesh, and then he saw they were medalig, and he says, Shema mina megavus em biyadem, that this is their minagavus, and this was a chiddush for Hillel. And so the sharish of this minug of chatzi halal is in Bavel. So we have a klal from the Chachma Emes that all the minhagim of Bavel are rooted in the mahalach of tzipia liyeshua, of waiting for the ultimate salvation. And with that, they had an adifus hamayla, they had a preference over those who dwell in Eretz Yisrael. Dafka mipnei, they were in this place of machshakim, b'machshakim hoshivani, the Gemara says. That's Bavel. So they have this special mayla of tzipia liyeshua. So since dilug halil nitkan b'bavel, aleinu imkem leva'er, eich mityachis min hagzeh, Labodata tzipia. So since they're in this darkness of Bavel, they needed the Yeshua. So Memela, their minhagim are rooted, are anchored in this idea, in this concept, this notion of tzipia l'Yeshua. We have to know how the half halal is rooted in the idea of avodas tzipia. So first we have to explain the essence and the content of the avodah of tzipia l'Yeshua. And the animam and of Bias HaMashiach comes the Hosafa, which is different than all the other animamins. In all of them, it just says an uvda. I believe in X, Y, and Z. I believe by Midas HaTorah, etc. Moshe's Nevuah. The Yikar of Emunas HaMashiach, there's a lashon of Pe'ula. Achake lo b'chol yom sheyavo. Waiting for every day that he should come. What's the, what is this different formulation teach us? It says, Mochon l'shiftecha, etc. Mikdash Hashem koinenu yadecha. Machon l'shiftecha pa'alta, etc. Mikdash Hashem koneni yadecha. Chazal explain, the Mikdash Shel Mala is mechuvat keneged Mikdash Shel Mata. So we have the, this is a Medrash Tanchum and Vayakel, that the Mikdash Shel Mala is mechuvat keneged the Mikdash Shel Mata. The Mikdash in Shemayim is mechuvat corresponds to the Mikdash down here. Machon l'shiftecha pa'alta. Hashem, I guess that's the Mishka, the Mikdash in Shemayim, and then Mikdash in Koron Yidech, and then you make a Mikdash down here. Now the person, a man, is Kola Kola Bria Kula. And both Mikdash Shel Mata and Mikdash Shel Mala are both parts of the Bria. So Baal Korchach Shetzura Sa'adam is Kola the Mikdash Shel Mala and the Mikdash Shel Mata. And how is that? It's true the base of Mikdash Shel Mata is Betchumei Adam, but how can you, man, also encompass the base Mikdash Shel Mala? So here comes the Chiddush, and the parallel between, in the world, between the Mikdash Shel Mata and the Mikdash Shel Mala, this is expressed in the parallel of man between the Mikdash Shel Mata that's going to be built with him, and the Tzipia that's going to be built by man, and the Tzipia to that Mikdash. The parallel between, in the world, between the Mikdash Shel Mata and the Mikdash Shel Mala is expressed in the parallel in man between the Mikdash Shalmata that's going to be built and the Tzipia, the waiting, the anticipation for that Mikdash. Just like every Nikuda in the Mikdash Shalmata has a parallel in the Mikdash Shalmala, so too the Mikdash Shalmata shall call Yachid V'Yachid Mi'Yisrael, Kenzich Nisht Oisboin, cannot be built unless it is parallel to the Mida of Tzipia that he has. So that's how he builds the Mikdash. The Fimidas HaTzipia Shelo. He has this the level that he is anticipating and awaiting, anxiously awaiting its building. That's the parallel between the Mikdash Shalmata of the Yachid and the Midas HaTzipia. Just like there's a parallel between the Mikdash Shalmata and the Mikdash Shalmala, so too in man, there's the one he actually builds, and then there's the anticipation. Every tenua, every nekuda in the Mikdash Shalmata, v'ert nor oizgishtelt, ele behat'ama, einan erechet, is only assessed to the extent, is only valued, only works, only is achieved to the extent of a person's tzipia. Ve'ein bevinyan mikdash yoser mimidas tzipiyasa. And there is nothing in the binyan hamikdash more than the mida of his tzipia. Ein bebinyan mikdasho yoser mimidas tzipiyasa. You can't build a mikdash more than you anticipated it. To the extent that one awaits the Yeshua, the bias will be built and he will achieve the Yeshua. In other words, the tzipia li Yeshua is the mikdash shalmala b'soicha adam atzma. That's the spiritual mikdash. How do you build the mikdash, a spiritual mikdash, the mikdash shalmala, in your mind, your heart? In other words, the blueprint from which the mikdash shalmata is built is your tzipia. And therefore, we have this be'ula v'achakelo in bias hamashiach. By the way, that's in the Animamins, which nobody knows who wrote them. We've discussed that. We had a share on that in the past, I think, of all the discrepancies between the Nusach of the Animamin and the Siddur, which came much later on what the Rambam actually says. But the Rambam says in Chelik, in his Akdama, he says, V'hula amin olam eshiyavu v'lo yashuv v'lo yachshuv sheisachor im yismameh achakeloi v'lo yasim lo zman v'lo yasim sfaras min mekoros, etc. So if he waits, you'll wait for him. You'll actively wait for him. So this is really mufusas on what the Rambam says. So the Mikdash Shalmala is in a person's tzipia. And the Mikdash Shalmata is built based on a person's tzipia. That's the avod of tzipia l'Yeshua. Our Mikdash will be as good as we wanted it to be, as we hope for it to be. So now we come to the avod of Amira Sahalo. In the Gemara, it says that we require two conditions for Amira Sahalo. One is that it should be called a Moed, and number two, it's Asur B'Malach HaMitzat Zeh. We don't say Halal on Shabbos because it's not called a Moed. And we don't say on Rosh Chodesh because it's not Asur B'Malacha. So now we're going to explain what the Kesher is between saying Halal and the shame of the Moed. Shabbos is called Tchila L'Mikroi Kodesh. And it's known that the Madrega of Shabbos is Mein Olam Haba. From this we see that even Yantav, which Shabbos is Tchilas Yantav, the Sharash of Yantav is Shabbos, Kedusha of Yantav flows from Shabbos, Yantav also relates the Yom Shekula Tov. It's also Mein Olam Haba. Nevertheless, it's clear that it seems to be Mein Olam Haba of Shabbos and the Mein Olam Haba of Yantav. And if so, we have to explain B'diktuk, what are these Bechinos HaMischalfos? How is it different in Mein Olam Haba of Shabbos and Mein Olam Haba of Yom Tov? And the Tkuf of Lasid Lavo, there's a Haftach in the Torah, and Milas Orlas Halev, that there's going to be a circumcision of the Orla of the heart. We see in the Ramban and others that that's what's called Zman Siluk Ubitel HaBechira. There's going to be no longer Bechira in this world. And that's what it means. Orlas Halev is going to be circumcised. So we have to know that the Koch of Bechira today is Geboit, is Banui, is built on two Yisodos. Number one, there's Orlas Halev, the Lev, the heart is sealed off, and that gives a place for a person to go after the Ra. And number two, HaBechira Benuya Al Matzav Shel Tzadik V'Ralo V'Rasha V'Tovlo. On one hand, we have the Orlas Halev, that a person's heart is sealed off, and he's not going to follow Tov naturally. And number two, we have the Bechira, which is built on a Matzav of Tzadik V'Ralo and Rasha V'Tovlo. In other words, you can make a mistake. So those are the two aspects of Bechira. One, that we're sealed off. We have this Orla Slev, we have this Yetzirah that we follow. And number two, that we have Tzadik, Varela, and Rasha, Betovlo. In other words, the possibility of making a mistake. If there would only be the Yesod of Orla Slev, and there'd be a Matzav in the world of Tzadik, Betovlo, Varasha, Varela, so man would have very little free choice. Because why would he do evil if... why would he do evil if the bad guys get punished and the good guys get rewarded? L'zeh t'kivna ashgacha b'ofen meduyak et shiur ha'bchira nechutz la'avodah v'efshirut ha'atayah ha'idi ha'lama sh'olayla. So what happens is, in order that we should have bechira, God makes it that the tzaddik v'ra'lo and rasha v'tovlo. What sort of world is this? You see the good guy's suffering, the bad guy's doing well sometimes. How can that be? The answer is that's what gives us bechira. So when we talk about silik ha-bechira, bitl ha-bechira, we're mevatel these two yisodas. We're mevatel the yisod of orla salev. We're not going to follow yetzahar anymore. We're going to feel very spiritual. We're not going to be so physical anymore. And B, where there's going to be tzaddik v'tovlo, rasha v'ra'lo, and therefore it's going to be clear that doing good brings good and doing bad brings bad. And this is how there's a distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov with regard to this bittul. That Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba Legamrei. And therefore, since Shabbos Me'in Olam Haba Legamrei is, there's going to be no more Bechira. Shabbos is Me'in, that world of no Bechira. Shvisa Gemura Kilu Kol Malachtecha Asuya. All your malach is done for you. Everything is taken care of. There's no Bechira left. Everything is pure, good, holy. It's Me'in that. Yom Tov is called a Moed. So that's a Moed is Hitvadut, is a meeting. It's a meeting between this world and the world of Lasid Lavo. Now it's Lashon Moed, it's Lashon Pegisha. So the Ma'oraot of Yom Tov happened in Olam Hazeh. In other words, those wonderful things that happened that made holidays for us, like Sukkot and Shavuos and Pesach, that's going to be like Me'ein La'asid Lavo. That's similar to the Hanhag of La'asid Lavo. Because Yom Tov is the time of the Yeshua of the Jewish people, like it's going to be La'asid Lavo. And therefore, we no longer have this Tzadik V'ra'lo Rasha V'tovlo. There's no, things are going to be clear. There's a Hanhag of La'asid Lavo where things are right, the Tzadik V'tovlo and Rasha V'ra'lo. But we still don't have a bitul gamur of orlas halev like on Shabbos, and therefore Yom Tov doesn't have shvisa gamur and shel malachas v'shtadlus kamo b'Shabbos. So you're allowed to do malachas orchal nefesh. So again, we have two aspects of koach habechira. Number one, we have orlas halev, the uncircumcised hearts, the sealed off hearts from God, and number two, we have the possibility of making a mistake because you see that a tzaddik suffers and rishayim are doing well. So when we talk about the bittul habechira, so when on Shabbos kilu kol malachtecha, so your Shabbos is complete rest. Shabbos is me'in olam haba, me'in olam asid lavo. That there's going to be neither of these two aspects. That's why we say in the Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos, "Befarach Hashem Kweisev, Etzitzukol Be'Avin, L'Shamdam Adayad." That the Tzadik Hatamar Yifrach. That the whole Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos is about the flourishing of the Tzadikim. A lot of it is flourishing of Tzadikim and the suffering of the Rishayim. So there's not going to be that Bechir of Tzadik V'Tovlo Rasha V'Ra'lo. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is Tzadik V'Tovlo and Rasha V'Ra'lo. And also Shabbos Narolas Halev, Shabbos Day of Kedusha. That there's this great Kedusha that makes us not want to follow our Yetzirah, and we're close to God. That's Shabbos. Yom Tov, and that's Kilu Kol Malachtecha Asuya. It's all done. It's all good. But on Yom Tov, it's Chetzi Kaze. It's a Pegisha. There's this meeting between the events that happen in this world and La'asid Lavo. And therefore, we have this clarity of La'asid Lavo because we had this meeting with La'asid Lavo. And since we have clarity, that means there's going to be less Bechira because of Tzadik V'Tovlo and Rasha V'Ra'lo. That's on Yom Tov, and that's what happened, right? So Yom Tov was the days of the Tzadik V'Tovlo, right? On the Yom Tovim, great things happened to the Jewish people. So there's going to be no Erbuv Musag, there's going to be no confusion of Tzadik V'Tovlo, Rela Rosh V'Tovlo. But we still haven't gotten to the complete Bittul of Orlas Halev, like on Shabbos. So we still have that Orlas Halev on Yom Tov. Now there's a difference between, and that's why Yom Tov was permitted Ochel Nefesh, because we're not completely there yet. There's still malacha to be done. The Chasimus HaBracha and Kiddush and Tefillah Shabbos is different than the Chasimus HaBracha and Yom Tov and Shabbos. We say Mekadosh Shabbos and Yom Tov. We say Mekadosh Yisrael the Azmanim. And the Gemara explains because the kavanah yantiv is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekadesh liYisrael, or mekadshei hazmanim. But Shabbos is kviyah v'kaima, and therefore mekadesh Shabbos. God is mekadesh Shabbos. We're not mekadesh Shabbos. It's kadosh without us. But God is mekadesh Shabbos. So, but in yantiv we are mekadesh. God is mekadesh. His Jews are mekadesh hazmanim. So the regular havana is that in yantiv it's talib kiddush based in. Beis Din's Mekadosh Chodesh Israel means that Israel Mekadosh Lizmanim, whereas Kedusha Shabbos is not telling in the Beis Din. However, Lamito Shel Davar, it's even much deeper than that, and it's deeper than deep. Oymek Lefnim Eymek. And let's start from the Oymek before we get to the Oymek Lefnim Eymek. It says Israel Mekadosh Lizmanim. The Jewish people are the Nosei; they're the subject of what's done by Kedusha Lizmanim. The only Birya in the world who carries on his back this Ye'ud, this destiny of the Asid Lavo of Tzadik V'Tovlo, is Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is the Birya Achida Ba'olam, the only creature in the world that carries on its back this Ye'ud, this destiny of the Asid Lavo of Tzadik V'Tovlo. V'ro kol ha'meretz ki shem Hashem nikra alechadi. All the people of the earth, the nations of the earth, are going to see that the name of God is called upon you. And all the tziyurin of Tzadik V'Tovlo that are said like Abay Yachad are only tipim and ayam, and are bottled by the tzur of Tzadik V'Tovlo by Knesset Yisrael. And it's Knesset Yisrael ultimately is going to have Tzadik V'Tovlo. Hayachid is just a hechitimtzi, efsharit. V'gam kitugma bofanim pratiim, lagabe hechrech shebetzura zo, shel etzel Knesset Yisrael. A yachid is just a hechetimtzi. It's just a possibility of an individual of having tzadik v'tovlo. But that's not the whole thing, though. The real tzadik v'tovlo is Knesset Yisrael, that the Jewish people ultimately are going to get their just rewards in Yirtzeh Hashem. And therefore, since Kedushas Yom Tov is rooted in the Bittul of Tzadik V'Tov, V'ralo, so we understand that the subject of the Kedusha is Yisrael, and because this destiny is fulfilled by the Jewish people after they pass by everything, go through everything they have to go through in order to get their Geula. But Kedusha Shabbos, which is Bittul Orlas Halev, Bittul Ateva Yetzer Atzmo, this koach is not shared to Pulas Adam. In other words, we are the subject here. We are Mekadesh. We are Mekadesh the Zmanim. Why are we Mekadesh the Zmanim? Because that's Yom Tov. And what is Yom Tov parallel to? What is the significance of Yom Tov? The characteristic of Yom Tov is that it is Me'ein, the La'asid Lavo, where there is going to be no more Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosh V'Tovlo. It's going to be Tzadik V'Tovlo, V'Rosh V'Ralo. And who is the subject of that? Knesset Yisrael. In other words, in the macro, it's the individual. But in the macro, it's the Jewish people. And therefore, since the Me'ein Lasid Me'ein Olam Haba of Me'ein Lasid Lavo of Yom Tov is Bittul Habechira. And how is there going to be Bittul Habechira? Because we're going to see clearly that Tzadik V'Ralo Rosh V'Tovlo, and that's going to be expressed in the Jewish people. So that's what Yom Tov is about. So Me'ela, it's the Jewish people who are Mekadosh the Yom Tov. That's why it says Mekadosh Yisrael v'zmanim. Mekadosh Jews are Mekadosh v'zmanim. Because just like the Jews are Mekadosh v'zmanim, Jews are also going to experience their destiny is the Tzadik v'tovlo v'rasha v'ralo. But Kedusha Shabbos, which is Bittul Orlas Halev, Bittul Tevel Ha'iteva Yetzer Atzmoy, this koach is not shayich to the pool of a person. Rak shehu samkach b'malach ha'briya. Kedusha Shabbos is the nullification of the Orla of the Lev, Bittul Teva HaYetzer, is this Shaykh to Pu'ulas HaAdam? No. This is completely, this is part of the Bria. Bittul Orlas HaLev is a Husam Kach B'Malach HaBria. In other words, this is not This doesn't come through the Jewish people per se. This is part of creation in general. That's called Kviya V'Kaima. Bittel Tzadik V'Ralo, the subject there is the Jewish people. And therefore that relates, and that relates to Yamtiv, because Yamtiv is main ol asid lavo. There's going to be no Bechira because there's going to be a Bittel of Tzadik V'Ralo Rosh V'Tovlo. And that's going to be expressed. That's going to be embodied by the Jewish people. Tzadik V'Ralo Rosh V'Tovlo is going to be embodied by the Jewish people. And that's the Kiddush of Yamtiv. So the male is the Jewish people are Makadish Yamtiv. Whereas Bittel or Les Halev, that relates to Kedusha Shabbos more, because that's something that comes from Hashemayim, that's not specifically through the Jewish people, but it's a part of the Bria. There's going to be a time where there's no longer or Les Halev. It's not going to, we're going to see why the Jewish people in the macro, we're going to see, wow, the Jewish people are going to finally get their just rewards after all these years of suffering. So that relates specifically to the Jewish people. But the removal of the or Les Halev relates to mankind in general. It's just part of the Bria. And the Mela, that's Shabbos. That's the Bittel HaBechir of Shabbos, of Mid Bittel Or Las Halev, of Milas Or Las Halev. And that's why Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. It's not us being Mekadesh Shabbos. We're not the subject here. Because this is something that's part of the Bria. It's an automatic. Just like the Bittel Milas or the Milas Or Las Halev is automatic, so too Kedusha Shabbos is automatic. And just like the Tzadik V'Tovlo and Rosh V'Ralo is going to be seen through the Jewish people, right? The ultimate justice of the world is going to be expressed primarily through the Jewish people, and that's why there's going to be no bechir, because everybody's going to see how good it is for the tzaddik. So, right, that the Jewish people are both going to be rewarded and their enemies are going to be punished. So, Mela, the subject is the Jewish people, and therefore they're also the ones who are Makadish Yamtiv, because the Kedush of Main Lasid Lavo of Yamtiv is that Kedush of Bittel HaBechir through Tzadik V'Tovlo and Rosh V'Ralo. So, that's just the Oimek. That's the Oimek of Yisrael Mekadshe Lizmanim. But now we're going to go to the Oimek, Lefnim Me Oimek. What's the Oimek, Lefnim Me Oimek? The deeper than deep. So, Yesh Machzor L'Shabbat U'Machzor L'Yom Tov. HaShabbat Mufiya V'Machzor Shel Shavua. Haynu Hamshech Shel Shiva Yamim Me'et Le'et. V'en Ha'yachad Sheben Yom V'Layla Nogea Klal L'Machzor Zeh. כל מעט לעת בין בתקופת ימים ארוכים ולילות קצרים בקיץ, בין בתקופת לילות ארוכים וימים קצרים בחורף, מהווים הם ימים ששבעה מהם ומחזור שבוע. We have to know that there is a cycle for Shabbos and a cycle for Yom. The cycle for Shabbos, for Yom Tov. The cycle for Shabbos is a week. And right, it doesn't matter how long the days are, how long the nights are. We know in the summers, the days are longer and the nights are shorter. And we know that in the winters, the nights are longer and the days are shorter. But now, however you have it, however you spin it, there's 7 days in the week. But Yom Tov, Shemufiya b'machzor shel shana, asher kol atzma shel shana ibnuya la'yisod ha'yachas, shebein yom v'layla. Yom Tov is in the cycle of the year, and the whole essence of the year is built on this foundation, on the foundation of the relationship between day and night. Hayamim hochim mitarchim, o shlalilot hochim mitarchim, vein shnei yamim domim ze lazeh b'shoteim b'shuvei ha'layla shebehem. So when you talk about the days of the year, so no 2 days are the same, right? There's, sometimes it's days are longer or shorter. And then what happens when we have the same relationship between day and night as it was the previous year? So the cycle of the year ended. The cycle of the week is going to be 7 days, however you spin it. Long days, short nights, short days, long nights, 7 days in a week. That's the Machzor of the Shavua. And that's Shabbos. Right? Even the Gemara, a week, is called the Shabbos, right? And the Machzor of Yom Tov relates to the year, right? The cycle of the year. Now the cycle of the year depends on the days, right? When there's the same relationship between the length of the day and the length of the night, then you have completed the cycle of 1 year. And that's what Chazal say in Shmos Rabbah 35:16-15, that in the Mahalach of the year there's anag of Yozef Upara. B'imos HaKayitz, loy v'hayom me'alaylo mis'arech, v'akach imos HaChoyrev, m'sham l'alaylo v'alaylo lo v'me'om uparek, Shem say m'shos ha'liyom, right? Sometimes the day borrows hours from the night, and the night returns it, and then it returns the hours to the night takes from the day and returns it. So that's the Yozef Upara. And then when this whole all of these borrowing and returning is finished, so then the machzor of the year is over. The machzor of the year is that sometimes the day is longer, sometimes the night is longer, sometimes the day borrows from the night borrows from the day, and then we get back to the equilibrium that we were at this time last year. We know that the cycle of the year ended. At the beginning of the Bria, it says, Vayikra Elokim La'or. Yom, V'lachoshech Kara Laila. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the laila lo niskar shem Hashem. Ala laila lo niskar shem Hashem. And Chazal say, the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu miyachid shmo ala ra. That's why it says, Vayikra Elokim la'or yom. God called the light day, but darkness he called night. But it doesn't say anything about God by darkness, because God's name isn't called on evil and darkness. Because the morning is chesed, like Baruch Hazdecha, night is din, ve'menos chavalelos, and if in nature we find the mahalach that yom v'layla bar from each other and pay back, that cheshbon of Yosef borrowing upara and paying back, we have this in midas chesed and midas din also. Sometimes midas din borrows from midas chesed, midas din night, right? Ve'menos chavalelos, night. So there's a mahalach of tzadik v'ralo, and then when midas din pays back to midas chesed, when the din took what didn't belong to him, so then it's going to pay back b'tovas hatzadik, and the midas hachesed is going to be parel the midas hadin, and it's going to say, ah, oh, you deserve a rasha v'ralo. So in the meantime, we have the midas hadin borrowing from midas hachesed. Ultimately, the midas hadin is going to pay it back, and it's going to be tovas hatzadikim, and because the din took it what didn't belong to it. So it's going to pay back b'tovas hatzadikim, and the midas hachesed for taking from midas hadin is going to pay back in the future with rasha v'ralo. So now that's the reason that Yom Tov is in the machzor and the cycle of a year. That the very year is built on the yisod of the achas and this foundation of relationship between day and night. And Kedushas Yom Tov comes to be miyashir, to be miyashir. The cheshbonos b'hamadas tzadik v'tov lo rasha v'ralo. Right. In other words, again, the Yom Tov is built on the machzor of the year, on the cycle of the year, and the cycle of the year is based on the days. Right. When the same yachas between day and night, the cycle of the year ended as it was at this time last year. So, and there's this concept of borrowing. The day borrows from the night borrows from the day. And that also works in din and chesed. Sometimes din borrows from chesed, and chesed borrows from din. And eventually they repay each other when the whole cheshbon is over, the year is over. So that really relates to Yom Tov, this whole cheshbon, this whole mice of borrowing and paying back, and chesed and din, and tzadik v'ralo and rasha v'tovlo. Ultimately everything's going to work out. Ultimately the tzadik is going to get the tovlo, and the midas din is going to pay back to the midas chesed and give the tzadik the tovlo, and midas chesed is going to pay back the midas din and make sure the tzadik v'ralo, and shalom al Yisrael. And that's what it means. Yisrael makachel ezmanim, she Yisrael nosei al gabav ha'amadat ha'tziur ha'nechon shel tzadik v'tovlo shenekudas kedushas ezmanim. That the Jewish people carry on their back the proper illustration of tzadik v'tovlo, which is the nekuda of kedushas ezmanim. We are mekadesh ezmanim. Why? Because ultimately, who is going to embody this hanhaga of tzadik v'ralo and of tzadik v'tovlo and rasha v'ralo? Am Yisrael. So therefore, and that relates to the ezmanim, to yamim tovim, because the yamim tovim are all about the yachas between the day and the night, between chesed and din, and ultimately everything working out. And that is going to be embodied by the Jewish people, that ultimately through the Jewish people we're going to see this yachas of tzadik v'tovlo and rasha v'ralo. So mamela, we understand logically that the Jewish people relate to yom tovim. We're mekadesh the zmanim, because the zmanim are about day and night, and that's Chesed and Din, and Tzadik for Tzivaralo and Rasha V'Tovlo, and that ultimately everything's going to be balanced, and it's going to be back to the right way, the equilibrium of Tzadik V'Tovlo and Rasha V'Ralo, and that's going to be embodied by the Jewish people. And since the days relate to Yom Tov, so too, it's the Jewish people who are Mekadesh these Yomim Tovim, because the Tzadik V'Ralo and Rasha V'Tovlo, the Choshech and the Or, the night and the day, is always also is going to be expressed through the Jewish people in the future when it's going to be Tzadik V'Tovlo and Rasha V'Ralo. Advarim ma'od mod amukim, Rabbi say. So what we'd like to do is, anachnu na'amod po, and I'm just afraid that we're going to start the next year and the people that didn't listen to the previous year are going to, are not going to understand. Sometimes I give a series of shiurim, and some people listen to the later shiurim, and they didn't hear the earlier ones, but it's a series. So you can still appreciate each one independently, but it's certainly built on the, when it's a mahalach, then it's built on the previous shiurim. So I'm afraid people are not going to understand the next one if they didn't get this hug that's very deep. So let's go weiter. So Pesach is called Yamim Yamima in the Pasuk. That you celebrate Pesach Yamim Yamima. What does that mean? That every year, like a Yahrzeit, every year at this time. Yom HaShanah, it's not enough to have 1 year. In other words, you can't talk about a Zecher B'Shas Maisa, only the next year. That's what it means, Yamim Yamim, a Cheshbon of 2 years. So you're going to have this Milui, Miyom Liyom, which is the Hagdar of a year. That's Pshut K'Pshuto. So you keep Pesach, Miyamim Yamima, from 1 year to the next, these 2 years. V'Pnim Yusuf Shel Davar, Moira Lashon Miyamim Yamima, Tashlum Machzor HaShanah, Sheyushvu Kol HaCheshbonot Shel Yazif V'Paras. Yamim Yamima, in the Pnimius, is that the year, the cycle of the year finishes, and all the cheshbonos of borrowing and paying back are completed. U'binyan zeh, matzinu yichud b'pesach, shein dugmoso b'shayiz mani. See something unique about Pesach. In Shavuos, we have tzadik v'tovlo b'matan Torah l'Yisrael. There was no mapalas harishayim, Rasha v'ralo. On Sukkos, there was the Jewish people in the Anani HaKotva, there was no mapalas harishayim. Only on Pesach, among these three shloshes hamoadim, there was this meeting between these two mahalchim, tzadik v'tovlo, gulas Yisrael, and Rasha v'ralo, the falling of Mitzrayim. A matzah where there's a hashva'ah, there's this equilibrium in the cheshbainas of midas hadin and midas hachesed. The yaziv apart, the borrowing and paying back, was fixed. Dugmas yamim yamima. That the yaziv apart, it's yamim yamima, we said. Yamim yamima means the completion of the machzor hashana, where all of the, right, we said it's the, all of the cheshbainas have been paid back, right, with the day borrowed from the night borrowed from the day. And that's yamim yamima from year to year. All the cheshbonos are paid back, and that's matim b'diyuk to Pesach, because on Pesach that's exactly what's happening. Now there's tzadik v'tovlo and rasha v'ralo. So the yazif v'par worked out that when the chesed borrowed from the din borrowed from the chesed, and ultimately the din repays the chesed, and then we get tzadik v'tovlo, and the chesed repays the din, and we get rasha v'ralo, and shalma yisrael, that's Pesach. And that's why Pesach dafka is yamim yamima, because yamim yamima is the conclusion of the cycle of the year, where all the cheshbonos of yazif v'para are concluded, and all the borrowing and the repaying of din and chesed are all worked out, and everybody is happy. Everybody gets what they're supposed to get. So now we go back to the beginning to explain the yachas between the shemoed and kriyas ahalel. Ze yom asa Hashem nagila v'nismach habo. This pasuk we say in halel, sayan shvuah, sayan pesach, sayan sukkos. But how do we say ze yom equally? Each day is different. The heart of a person is very broad, but every simcha is nogel b'makom acher b'leiv. So how are they all concluded in one amira of ze ayom asa Hashem nagila v'nismach habo? In other words, ze ayom, Shavuos, Pesach, and Sukkos. Aval ma pitom. Each day is a different day. It's a different simcha. Not only that, we don't only say halan yom tov, we also say halan every perek v'atzalah. So how does this relate to all of the, every it relates to Simchas HaChag, it relates to Yeshua v'Hatzalah v'Vasachas. קשה מאוד להבין. אמנם, לאורם של הדברים יוצאת לנו הנקודה המשותפת. Now we have the common denominator. This pasuk of Zeh Yom Asa Hashem. Yeshuas Yisrael, Hiya Meshakefet, Et Hashlatat Hanagat Tzadik V'Tovlo, V'chein Ma'apalosim Shel Rishayim, Es Hanagas Rasha V'Ralo, V'hu Be'etzem Hanosei Shel Kedushas Hazmanu B'Yom Tov Shiyisrael Makachi L'Hazmanu. V'Hanagas Zu, Hiya Mechayevet Amir Asahalo. V'Hainu D'Be'in Anshei Moyed, B'Gisha Sh'al Yisob, Tzadik V'Tovlo. In other words, all the simchas, all the yamatovim and the yeshuas can all be united under the banner of Zeh Yom Asa Hashem. Because what happens when the Jewish people are saved? Tzadik v'tovlo rasha v'ralo. And that's Kedushas Hazmanim. Tzadik v'tovlo v'rasha v'ralo. Or at least tzadik v'tovlo. And that's why we require a shem moed. You want to say halel? Moed. What do we say Moed was? Moed is the meeting place between this world and the next world, as we saw earlier. So what's the meeting place between this world and the next world? Tzadik v'tovlo. And therefore, we say Halal on this day. That's why it has to be called a Moed. Because there has to be this meeting between this world and the next world. How do we have that meeting? Through Tzadik v'tovlo. That's the Zeh Yom Asa Hashem, that we're meeting the future, because there's this Hanagah of Tzadik V'Tovlo, and that relates to Afrika to the Yom Tovim. Whereas the Shabbos is Me'al Me'ever Le'olam Hazeh. It's Legamri Me'in Olam Haba. It's not a Moed, just a meeting between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. It's much more than that. Like Rav Adari used to say, Shabbat is Shagirut Olam Haba Olam Hazeh. The embassy of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh is Shabbos. Just like you're in the Chinese embassy, even if you're in Midtown Manhattan, you're in China. And if you're in the French embassy in Midtown Manhattan, you're in France. So when you're in Shabbos, you're in Olam Haba. So that's not just a pegisha between this world and the next world. That's mamish, you're in the next. Not mamish, but it's much closer to being in the next world. But Yom Tov is the pegisha between this world and the next world. And that's the joy of the victory of Tzadik V'Tovlo, that type of Bittul Bechira. Because you see Tzadik V'Tovlo. There's another Tanai in Amiras HaHalel, and that is that it should be a day that has an Isser Malacha. In other words, there's a Karabo Me'ora. Here you have this event that happened where there's going to be a Shvisa B'Teva. There's going to be a resting of the nature of the Hanhag of Olam Hazeh, of Tzadik V'Ralo. And therefore, we don't do Malacha on this day. On Shabbos, we don't do Malacha because God rested from his work. And on Yom Tov, we don't do Malacha because nature rested. Because normally nature is Tzadik V'Ralo, but not on this day. On Yom Tov, there was no regular nature of Tzadik V'Ralo, it was Tzadik V'Tovlo. So there was a Shvisa, there was a resting of this Hanhaga, and therefore we rest and we don't do Malacha. There was a resting of the Hanhaga of Tzadik V'Ralo and Rosh HaVetovlo, and Mimele, we rest and we don't do Malach and Yantiv. So it has to be a Moed, a meeting place between this year and this world and the next world. And there also has to be an Isser Malacha, that we're not doing Malacha, you have to be Shoves B'Teva, you stop doing things in nature, because that's what happened on the Yantiv. Nature wasn't conducted as always. And therefore, Shchodesh, even though it's called a Moed, because it has the light of Tkufa Sa'asid, Yisrael Asidim L'Shchadesh Kamos, the Jewish people, are going to become new in the future, but it doesn't have a concrete event that happened in this world. That's a dugma. Pesul and Sukkos, we have a dugma. We have an event that happened that shows us the future, that of Tzadik V'Tovlo. But Yom Tov, Am Rosh Hashanah, Am Rosh Chodesh, we don't have it. And if there's no Isser Malacha, there's no Isser Malacha, and there's no Shvisa of this Hanhaga of Tzadik V'Ralo, and Meila, there's no Shvisa of Malacha, you don't rest from Malacha, and there's no Chiyav Halal, only a Minag, Ledalig. And therefore, now we're prepared to go back to be Makasher between the saying of Chatzi Halal that was Mischadish and Bavel. That was Mischadish and Bavel. And we said that the Minhagim of Bavel relate to the Tzipia Liyeshua. There's a little bit of a gilui of Yeshua. There's a little bit of a gilui of Yeshua but we lack a concrete event in this world. That's what's happening when we have a minhag of amiras hallel, that there's a little bit of a gilu Yeshua, but there's no concrete event that happens in this world. Rosh Chodesh is called a moed, and it has kedushas hayom. There's a little bit of a meaning of the Yeshua of la'asid lavo. Why is that? Because we'd see a little bit of tzaddik v'tovla. Shehem asidim schadish kemoisa. There's a little bit of a light of la'asid lavo on Rosh Chodesh, and that mandates that we should say hallel, at least a chatzi hallel, hallel b'diluk. So Rosh Chodesh has a little bit of that. It's called a moed. It has a meeting place with the next world. This world is meeting up with the next world, because it has this, like we say in Rosh Chodesh, Shem Asidim Mischadesh Yisrael, the Jewish people are going to be Mischadesh like the new moon. So that's, but there's no Esther Melacha, because there's no Ma'oram Uchashi, Ma'oram Amashi. There's no concrete event that happened on Rosh Chodesh that's Me'en La'asid Lavo. Also on the latter days of Pesach, there's no new event, no Yeshua, that happened different than the first day. The first day's Hallel covers you that for all of Pesach, but there's no new event that happened. And the Meila, there's a little bit of Har of Tzadik V'Tovlo, but not completely. And therefore, there's no Hallel. Shalem. So we have a little bit of right on Rosh Chodesh, we have a little bit of the Har of the Yeshua. On the other days of Pesach, we have a little bit. The actual Yetzias Mitzrayim was in the first day. But there's a little bit of a Har of Tzadik V'Tovlo on the rest of the days of Pesach. So at that time that we have a little bit of a light of the Tzadik V'Tovlo of the future, as we do on Rosh Chodesh, as we do on the latter days of Pesach from the second day on. So at that time, Ve'otah Sha'ah, at that time, the heart is mamish burning with this anticipation of Yeshua. When you're standing close, you're just lacking one tanai. You're lacking this tanai of shvisa mimalacha, of shvisa, this anhag of tzadik v'ralav v'rasha v'tovlo. But you know that you're on the way, so then you have this gaguim. You know, it's like your person wants to get married, so. He passes by the wedding hall. His wedding is in 2 weeks. And he passes by the hall. Ooh, 2 weeks. He's so excited. So that's the heart. We see a little bit of the Yeshua Rosh Chodesh, a little bit of the Yeshua on the latter days of Pesach. So we say Chatzi Hallel as an expression of Ratzipia the Yeshua. And that's why the Shorish is in Bavel, because Bavel is the place of Tzipia the Yeshua, in this place of darkness. In Makom of Golos, there's a Gabrus of the Tzipia. So the Gemara doesn't say Chatzi Hallel. For that, we don't have a marker in the Gemara. But Hanach Lam Yisrael, if we're not Nevi'im, we're B'nai Nevi'im. Psachim 66a. Where the Lashon of the Gemara is Diluk. Like Chazal saying, Medalek Alaharim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Meiniach Kol Chesh Ben Shalgul, and he's going to be a Marad of Doisam. That's the Hallel of the Minhag. But there's Diluk. The whole essence of Knesset Yisrael is towards that Diluk. We want to jump to the Yeshua. That God should skip over all the Cheshbainis and redeem us. And that's why it's called the Hallel B'Diluk. Diluk, skipping. Meaning that we say this Hallel of Diluk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be medale and bring us the Yeshua B'Karav. Now, just to add one Hosefa, a Shaila was asked, why don't we have Hallel on Shabbos? It's true that Shabbos includes Me'en Olam Haba, right? You're much more there. You're much closer. You're in the embassy. You're in the Olam Haba embassy. And there's going to be the Bittul Tev of the Eitzahara, but B'chal Masayim Maneh. B'chal Masayim Maneh. And there's also going to be Tzadik V'Tovlo. So in Echanami, on Shabbos, we also have the Bittul of the Eitzahara, but we also have Tzadik V'Tovlo, so we should say Hallel Mitzad Tzadik V'Tovlo. That's what Hallel is about, we saw. Right, just like on Yom Tov, you say Hallel, because it's the time of Tzadik V'Tovlo. So too on Shabbos. It's also a meeting place between this world and the next world. And the answer is is that Shabbos, since it's a complete man olam haba, it's much further from man in this world. So the bechina of tzaddik b'tov lo is a bechina rechoka, and the amira of Hallel was for the simcha that's closer to us. Whereas Shabbos is the simcha there of la'asid lavo is too far to be able to say Hallel, but Yom Tov is closer to us. We already had these mamashistika events that enabled us to say Hallel and feel that tzaddik v'tov lo. Tov, so here was an incredible, very, very deep Rabbi said. We said so much. It's mamish pachat p'chodim, what the human mind can conceive of, as we saw in this year. So we should be zochah to revisit this, because Hallel is one of the most fascinating topics around. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.